Welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, April 2nd, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of health, fitness, and wellness news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Stem cell innovators, four companies advancing regenerative medicine. Stem cells have transformative potential in regenerative medicine, addressing heart tissue repair and neurodegenerative diseases. Recent advances in DNA and RNA research are overcoming previous challenges, leading to real-world treatments. The global stem cell market, valued at $15.1 billion in 2024, is projected to grow at 11.41% annually through 2030. Adia Nutrition Inc. is making waves in stem cell and regenerative medicine, offering advanced therapies like umbilical cord stem cells. ADA's commitment to expanding treatments, offering therapeutic plasma exchange, and setting new quality standards positions them as leaders in the field. With plans for international expansion and innovative treatments, ADA is a stock to watch in the booming stem cell sector.
Being physically active, even just a couple of days a week, may be key to better health. New research published in the Journal of the American Heart Association suggests that being physically active for 1 to 2 days a week, known as the weekend warrior approach, can provide similar health benefits as spreading out activity throughout the week. Participants who engaged in at least 150 minutes of moderate to vigorous physical activity in just 2 days had a significantly lower risk of death from all causes, cardiovascular disease, and cancer. The study, which analyzed data from over 93,000 participants in the UK, found that meeting the recommended guidelines for weekly physical activity can lead to lasting health benefits, regardless of the activity pattern. The key takeaway is that any activity, whether structured exercise or daily tasks, can contribute to improved health if the intensity is moderate to vigorous.
Texas Radiotherapy introduces Breast Associates of Texas. Texas Radiotherapy introduces Breast Associates of Texas, a new medical group led by Dr. Amelia Tower, a breast surgical oncologist with over 11 years of experience in Fort Worth, Texas. Dr. Tower completed her fellowship training in breast surgical oncology at Allegheny General Hospital in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Texas Radiotherapy's president, Dr. Matthew Cavey, is excited to have Dr. Pa Tower lead Breast Associates of Texas, continuing the philosophy of patient-centered care. Sarah Cavey, Director of Operations, praised Dr. Tower's expertise in breast cancer surgery and commitment to personalized care. Dr. Tower expressed her dedication to meeting patients' medical needs and providing unwavering support throughout their medical journey. Learn more about Texas Radiotherapy and Breast Associates of Texas on their respective websites and social media platforms.
Ocogen announces regulatory submission to CDSCO for Emerald Study and appointment of new chief medical officer. Ocogen Inc., a company specializing in innovative eye care solutions, has submitted a regulatory application to the CDSCO in India for its Phase 2B clinical trial, the Emerald Study. Alongside this milestone, Ocogen has appointed David A. Hollander, MD, MBA, as its new chief medical officer. Dr. Hollander will play a vital role in Ocogen's clinical development and regulatory initiatives, enhancing the company's dedication to advancing solutions for acute infectious conjunctivitis. The Emerald Study, set to take place during the 2025 monsoon season in India, aims to evaluate the components of OKG-0303, a triple combination eye drop for bacterial and viral conjunctivitis. Dr. Hollander's expertise in drug development and regulatory affairs, combined with Ocogen's innovative approach, positions the company at the forefront of addressing ophthalmology's challenges.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.